Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to practice your commitment, record what you notice at the end of the day. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Bob in San Francisco.
Hello, Bob. What are you seeing?
Well, I've been looking this session at how conditioning frames giving as a zero-sum game. So if I give, then that's a loss somewhere else, right? And so the practice has been to you kind of like twice a day to practice giving with full attention and to see what happens, right? You know, and because often what will happen is like I'll be, and it's really giving of all things. It could be time, energy, attention, money, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I could be in like a conversation with someone and the condition is pulling away, well, if you need to get on these other things because this is taking away time from something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so the experience has been, as I practice with it, that if I'm fully present in the process of giving, that there's not only, it's not only like a not zero sum, but it seems like there's something that's gained in that. Like there's energy gain, there's attention that's suddenly available, that all, like there's this whole like widening of possibility that happens rather than any sort of loss.
Yes. And I would project that what you've caught on to is that the loss we experience in the way you described it originally is how it feels when ego sucks the energy of that giving out of us.
Exactly. Because I think what you're pointing to, what my experience is that if I'm being pulled away by conditioning, if my attention is being pulled at constantly, that there's energy that's just being just wasted in that experience, right?
It's
siphoned off to conditioning, and then I end up feeling depleted. I don't actually see how I've, been able to successfully bring my attention to anything. And I think that that it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So if I'm giving attention away to conditioning and then my experience is that I'm depleted, well, then that's just more for me to get beat up about how I'm a failure and I can't whatever, right?
Well, and in addition, Bob, how it's what you did specifically, right? So the reason that you feel this way is because you gave all of that energy to somebody else.
Right.
Every time you're going to engage in whatever that is that ego has identified as your problem, it's right there to be on you about. Now you're doing that again, Bob. You're doing that. You're giving away all this attention. You should be attending to this. Now, see, I told you.
Yeah. And that really points to me, like how important it is for me to be practicing, bringing my attention here and participating from here, you know, so that when, you know, conditioning tempts me with whatever it usually tempts me with, you know, I have experiences of like, well, that's just not so in my experience.
That's right.
You know, and it's such a stronger way to, I don't know if the word is combat, but to support the person who wants to be here, I guess.
Yes. And to me, the secret to your success is exactly the way you laid this out. I want to see what happens.
Right.
I'm going to, twice a day, I'm going to stop, I'm going to consciously give in order to see what happens.
Right,
not
right.
In order to feel good about what I give or to prove that I'm a good person because, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, because it seems like it's such a stronger way of reinforcing what works to actually have those experiences and to be present for them.
And to basically say, hey, this is my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if I want to waste my time, it's my time to waste.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, that was such a wonderful conversation, Cherry. Just to underline that connection of the sense of loss is always the loss of our energy to ego, and that gets correlated with the action we performed, as a consequence of which we are controlled around performing that action because a cause is attributed to when there's actually no connection. And that's how we're bamboozled throughout our lives, right? That that the root cause is always attention on conditioned mind, but we're conditioned to attribute it to the content of our lives, not the process of where the process that has our attention.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny when you put it all together like that. We've known this since we were little tiny children. Because there's the, look over there. Now, when you're about 3, you'll fall for it, right? Mm. But after that, we've known that when somebody says, look over there, it's a scam, right? Mm. Don't look over there. You got to pay attention to what they're doing here. Mm. And that's exactly what you just laid out. That's how the scam works. And we're deeply conditioned to fall for it.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you reframe that, Cherry. It's much more simple to understand.
Well, good.
I sounded ponderous. All right. Here's
dear. We have something to say about that, huh? All
yeah.
Right. Watch for that email.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Uzuni.
Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Anna from Seattle.
Hello, Anna. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing just that I'm really working with my nervous system and like I want to give to myself just attention and care and support in re-regulating my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding myself like in a feeling really anxiously attached to a guy once again. And
of course, Anna. Of course. Of course.
Right.
That cannot be a mystery, can it? Yeah, no.
No, it cannot, but I don't know. He is super kind, and he, like, keeps talking to me, and kind of out of a place that he wants to, because he experiences anxious attachment, but towards other women, not towards me, or to somebody else.
So you're taking that on, right, in this relationship, you're going to do that one.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought what you were saying is that usually he feels that way in a relationship, but he doesn't feel that way with you, and so then that leaves you freed up to do anxious attention, but I might have misunderstood you.
Yeah, he is anxiously, he is experiencing some anxious attachment, but not towards me, towards another woman right now.
Ah,
so he is,
I see. So can we just cut to the chase here, Anna? Can we just cut to the chase here? Okay.
Yeah.
So what the nervous system suffers with is ego. And the form of that is an agitated mind, an anxious, agitated mind, a busy, urgent mind.
Yeah.
I bet you will agree with me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we try to...
No, yeah.
what we try to do then to combat that with awareness practice is turn the attention to self-care, right? So you're gonna be calm and you're gonna meditate. You're gonna take nice hot baths with essential oils or whatever the heck it turns out to be. You're gonna go for long walks in the woods, right? And you can feel your whole being calm with that, your whole system calm with that. And along comes this chap, and mind goes, yes, okay, because ego is not into those long walks and those long baths. Ego needs the energy, the drama, the urgency, the agitation, the attachment.
Yeah.
So my point in this is, obviously, that it's important that we understand the principle, because ego will argue for details. Okay. Maybe that's true, but okay. And so, if we want to pursue the details as a practice in learning the same lesson again, we can do that. But it's important to acknowledge to ourselves that that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
I say this to you because you are a long-time practitioner. I would not say this to you if I met you last week, okay? So for anybody that I met last week who thinks, boy, she's been hard on that gal. No, I'm not. right?
So he is still talking to me, kind of because he thinks he wants to help me, you know, like just process that. So do you think that could be at all helpful?
No, I do not. Now, again, if we understand, you are absolutely free to do whatever you want to do, but you've fallen for this so many times before, right? You have a way to process. It's called the mentor and the recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do that on your nice long walks and your nice long baths, as long as it's not plugged into electricity. And the reason, again, that we're having this conversation is that you started out saying what you want is to care for your nervous system. So all of this encouragement is in pursuit of that. If we want to calm the system, help the human incarnation to get out of karmic tendencies, that's what this conversation is in aid of. Okay?
So no contact with the guy, you think?
I didn't say that. I laid out the principles for you. Now you get to watch what happens as a result of that. That's our relationship.
Okay.
All right. And then you get to let me know. That's also our relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
Keep that recorder close at hand, because you're going to get you're going to get a big download from ego in the next few hours.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anna. It's so important, right, Sherry, for us to bring our process to guidance, because it's only in that mirror of guidance that we are able to see the karmic pattern that we don't see when we're in the karma.
That's right. It, somebody else can see it, but it's really hard for us to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because the nature of the nature of karma is content-based, it doesn't look the same.
That's right.
And so
that's right. This is a new relationship. This is where I kid people, no, it's completely different. This person is blonde. I've always been in relationships with people with dark hair. No, That's mm-hmm. not the difference we're going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So helpful to be shown that. And that it doesn't affect the content. It doesn't affect what I do. It just simply brings me into a place of conscious awareness from which I can watch what happens.
That's right.
I do
That's
it
exactly
with consciousness,
right.
not with
That's
unconsciousness.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. It's not, we're not talking about doing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about awareness and paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No rules here. No rules. And which is why I want to underline, you know, that the relationship that people hear that I have with Anna is different from somebody that just started practice a month ago. I'm never going to have that conversation with you for a long time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody's there going, oh, my God, why is she yelling at her? No. Mm. She knows I'm not yelling at her.
Yeah. All right. I was going to make a comment about how very Zen that methodology is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. One size definitely doesn't fit all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm muted. This is Paul in Charleston.
Hey, Paula.
I was unmuted, and my button to mute was pressed on my phone. Gosh, I just am so, I don't know. First of all, just so much gratitude for this one and past year-long retreats, and it's just, it's hard to describe how beneficial it is, and it's how beneficial it is to have repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because of course what we get to see is there's no such thing. Right?
Yes, and recently, I mean, I guess in terms of certainly a commitment practice to giving is, I'm seeing some similarity of where I always come to. That's the repetition, always back to...
Well, ego is utterly repetitious.
Yes,
right?
It is.
It is repetitious to the point of mind-numbing. But practice is never repetitious.
Right.
We can do the same exercise every day for the rest of our lives, and the only way it would be repetitious is if we were identified with ego.
Yes. Yes, yeah. That's true. So in that way, I am not experiencing any repetition.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm experiencing is just deeper, I think I would say. That could be a useful word for finding what works, becoming more deeply aware of what is necessary to end suffering, and mm-hmm. it certainly for me is that stopping all the conversation about whatever content that ego wants to point at, or how of what I should do or how I should be and how other people should be, and just simply to come back. It is simple in terms of just centering back in the heart and asking how shall I give? How do I give? And then just being here, presence, as I've heard you say repeatedly, Sherry, and that's a repetition that, or a repeated thing to point to, that is so useful to be present to the moment.
Oh, we have to. Oh, we have to be. Because that's the only place where life happens, right?
Yes.
Many people know that I am guide another retreat. It's called the Forever Retreat because it's not just a year, it's forever. And somebody in that retreat introduced to us this little phrase, pause and pray. And what she's pointing at is exactly what you just described. It is just training ourselves to stop. And of course, in our practice, we would be, asking, what now? What now?
Yes.
Until we have developed the ability to just simply stop and pay attention without needing to ask anything. It's essential, because we are, our training, our lifetimes of training is to be absent.
That's the karma, isn't it?
Yes, that's ego. That's the illusion. That's the illusion of being someone who is separate from life. And what fuels that? The karma. What keeps it in place? The conversation and conditioned mind. That's how ego does that.
So when
we're here, when we're present, ego isn't doing that. We have a chance to see what the difference is.
Yeah, and not to fall for the story of past, or not to fall for stories of quote karma,
No past, no future, this here now.
Yes. Yeah, that is so. That is so. So actually, so.
That is so actually so.
It is so actually so, and I love that pause and pray. And one of the last thing I'd like to share very briefly is that a practice that I have been, and I just had to, like, my whole being just smiled when I read something online from the monastery this morning about the daily recollection. And I think a new book that may be coming out, I was like, like I could have done a joy dance, because maybe months ago, but certainly very with a lot of clarity a few weeks ago, as I did my morning sit, and I always, that's the time when I repeat the daily recollection, and it just dropped in, let this be your teacher. This is your teacher. And it is like if I can do nothing else to start my day, that is so deeply and profoundly effective in this whole commitment to stop and drop conversation and be centered in the heart and really listen, listen to what the heart wants to say. And that is just, I am so excited. I can't wait to see that book. I want to go ahead and buy it ahead of time.
Well, there's going to be something coming out about how to do that, too. So, yeah.
That's great.
All right. Thank you for that, Paula. I dearly love it. Of course, I've seen it. So, and I dearly love it, and I hope it does exactly what you're pointing at and what we've been pointing at this morning, you know. That beautiful, beautiful rendering of what the Buddha taught, and then available in a way that just speaks to us on every level, from small child to old person.
Thank you so much for that gift, and for this gift, and for that pause and pray gift. I love that.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thank you. Go happy.
Thank you, too. Go happy.
Thanks, Paula. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller.
All right.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, that's me. Hi, this is Gail.
Hello, Gail. What are you seeing?
I was so thrilled with this session today. The whole thing, when we were talking about giving is a loss, because ego uses it to drain. You know, you've been saying this for years and years, and it's like today I saw it and went, oh my gosh, that's exactly right.
That's what's happening. Right. Well, because we're meant never to encounter those two together, right? So if Bob hadn't laid it out like that, in just exactly that way, then, it just wouldn't come up in normal conversations.
No. Well, even when you point to it over and over and over again, it was just like, I just saw it in a completely I mean, it just dropped in like wham. Oh, that's what it is, and that's what it. And when I think it's when he said, "My experience is depletion." And again, that what is your actual experience? And then to really look at that and go, well, no wonder.
And then no wonder.
And then not listen to the explanation.
That's why our tires get flat.
Yes.
Right. Somebody pokes a hole in it, the air goes out, and the tire goes flat.
Oh, yeah.
Just like us. Ego pokes the hole in, the energy goes out, we flatten.
Yep. Oh, so that whole thing about how ego drains off and siphons and uses this food, you know, it's like that whole concept has been very intellectual until right now. And now it just feels
very good.
Real.
Makes me happy for you.
So that was what's going on for me right this second. I was seeing in terms of the class, you know, in the giving and the practice, is that I'm going to, I'm working with giving myself lots of time. What that meant was, it suddenly dropped in this morning, clearly, is that I'm having a lot of gut issues, for like the health issues for the last 3 months, which I've been working with both emotionally and, you know, with the medical community. And I realized that I've been it's been 3 months now. It should be all better, right? I'm not giving myself and patience and support, you know, and not worry
about it. Which takes us, Gail, which takes us back to our conversation with Anna, right? Because you've got this issue with the gut. We sense that there are some mental, emotional, spiritual kinds of issues going on there. And there's ego. Well, it's been 3 months. I mean, look at what you've done. You know, you should be over this now.
Yeah,
I can feel my gut tightening. Just saying that.
Or it means it's really, really bad. You know,
it's
like cancer and death, right?
Now you need to look at every sensation. What is that?
Hyper alert,
which is so relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So I really saw that to give myself that's okay. You know, we'll just work with it. You know, and be patient You know, we'll just deal with it and, you know, find a way to get through your day and support yourself. And that's
because because the thing about it is, at some point, we are going to have something that is serious, there's not going to be a way out of. And so what beautiful practice for how you want to be when that time comes, relaxed and happy and grateful and supportive and open and present. Yeah, that's what we want to practice.
Yeah. Yeah, and this could be it. I mean, who knows? You know, but...
We never know.
We never know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And putting those two together like that, because, of course, again, ego wants us in exactly what you describe, either hale and hearty so that you can be busy and going faster than a human being can go so that you're completely distracted and miss your life altogether, or in a place of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah. And so just to take both those off the table and say, well, we're just going to be here and see what happens. See what happens with presence.
Yeah, and putting ego on a diet.
Yes. Yeah, a la the John Nash, the diet of the mind, right?
Oh,
put ego on a diet. No, you don't. You don't participate here. This is not for you.
Yeah,
this is not for you.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That's it.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay.
Go happy.
You too.
Thanks, Gail. What I was seeing there, right, Cherry, is that it's that misidentification again, that somehow or the other I can affect something, right? It's this the illusion of control and the suffering that comes from I actually don't have any influence. And then the paradox there of, and yet I have to do everything that I can do, right?
Yes. Now, this is the place, Ashwini, where I say, I know, I swear to you, years ago, I read a word that is a Chinese word for you do everything in your power, everything that you can possibly do, right up to the split second of now, and then you let go completely.
And that's what you're describing. The invitation for anyone who knows the word to let us know.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're describing. That's what practice is, right? I'm giving it everything I've got, realizing that I don't have any control over this. And if I get fixated on doing everything I've got in order to get a result, now I've just stepped across that line that guarantees suffering.
Well, and it's very material to what we're going to be looking at in our next focus, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
So that here's a good point. Thank you for that. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here's our next, assignment for today. Do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to, I don't feel like it. Remember, we're no longer practicing not keeping commitments. We're training to be free of the conditioning that stops us from being here, keeping our commitments.
Mm-hmm. There's the diet Gail was referring to. Mm-hmm. Right? No, this one, that's not for you. All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.